4 days later, Butterfield sat alone with Lincoln in the White House on Sunday as the president read a secret document. It spelled out Hooker's battle plan for destroying Lee's army of about 60,000 hunkered down in fortified defenses along the south bank of the Rappahannock River at Fredericksburg. Lee had sent Longstreet with the divisions commanded by George Pickett and John Bell Hood to the Virginia and North Carolina coast to guard against a Union move there. So Hooker's better-equipped and reinvigorated army was double the size of Lee's force at Fredericksburg. The intelligence Sharpett provided helped shape the Union battle plan. The March 21st Information Bureau report that Lee's army was poorly fed led Hooker to believe that, at least for now, the rebel commander would have to remain on the defensive because of his supply problems. Union Brigadier General George Stoneman's 12,000-man cavalry, minus a brigade, would shortly cross the Rappahannock far upstream above Brandy Station, make a wide sweep west over the Rapidan River around Lee's left flank, and then speed south to the Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Potomac Railroad line to cut off at Hanover Junction Lee's critical supply artery from the rebel capital. Meanwhile, three of Hooker's infantry corps would march 30 miles upstream to cross the Rappahannock at Kelly's Ford. Skinker had provided intelligence on the rebel defenses Hooker could expect at that crossing. After traversing Kelly's Ford, the three corps would move downriver and capture the Confederate fortifications at U.S. Ford and Banks's Ford to the southeast. The capture of U.S. Ford would enable Hooker to send two additional corps across it to reinforce the marching column so together they could move directly against the rear of Lee's lines at Fredericksburg. A farmer's spy report to Sharp revealed weaknesses in the Confederates' left flank as well as a gap that opened directly onto the rear of their main force. Two Union corps would pretend to launch a full attack at Fredericksburg to freeze Lee's right flank, but they had orders to pursue the rebels vigorously if they appeared to be falling back. Lee would be trapped in a crushing pincer on his left and right flanks.